Well, I grew up in Southwest Iowa, and at that time, the University of Iowa had a great football program, so I decided to go to Iowa. I went as a quarterback and played until the fifth game of my senior year as a quarterback. At that time, we had some injuries, and they moved me to tailback under the understanding that if it didn't work, I'd go back to quarterback, and it obviously ended up working, and that gave me a shot of playing as a tailback in the National Football League. But fortunately, Hank Stram had seen a game that I guess I had against Notre Dame, is what he tells me, and that put me way up on his draft board. When it came time to draft in 1969 in the second round, he took me as a tailback. It was quite an assignment to come into Kansas City as a tailback with the Heisman Trophy winner being the starter. Hank Stram stood by me because my rookie year, I tore a hamstring, missed 9 weeks of the season, had a couple of games that were not good, and he said, I'm depending on you, now let's get it done. When that season started the next fall, he had a lot of trust in me, and partway through that season, he traded Mike Garrett to San Diego, and I became his starting tailback. So when I joined the team, it was pretty much all in place. There were only, as I remember, four rookies that made the team that year. The leaders in the locker room were all there, and so it was a terrific experience to be accepted as part of this team of really great players. In fact, I think out of the team that I joined as a rookie, 10 or 11 of those players were picked on the all-time AFL team. So I was surrounded by great talent. Well, you know, the Super Bowl at that time, it was Super Bowl IV. And so there wasn't the big buildup that there is today. In fact, we had beaten Oakland in Oakland on Sunday night, flew to Kansas City, got in very late, and we had till 1 o'clock the next day to pack because we left for New Orleans because the game was the next Sunday. You had to prepare for a team that you hadn't seen at all because it came from the other conference. And so the pressure and the scrambling around to get all that done seems overbearing now when you compare it to what teams do with the week off. We got to New Orleans, and all of a sudden, the next thing you knew, it was game time. From looking at the films, we were a much better team than what people thought. I'm not sure that if we'd played them five times, Minnesota could have ever scored 16 points against us. And so as the game went on, you could tell we were going to win it, and you got more and more excited. And of course, I didn't get to play a big part of it, played special teams only because of the injury I'd had during the season. But to be part of that group is something you'll never forget.
They're beating the best that the NFL has to offer out here today.
The greatest day in the history of Kansas City. This team is the greatest in the universe.
Well, the 71 season, I was now the starting tailback, was very exciting to me because we knew we were good. And I think a lot of people think we might have been better than the 69 team. As we got into the playoffs, Miami was headed into Kansas City to play. It was Christmas Day, and the game went back and forth and back and forth the entire game. Toward the end of the game, there was a kickoff return that I had that just almost broke for the full distance, but a reserve defensive back had an angle on me, ran me down. I was a little tired by that time, I think. Probably carried the ball about 40 times before then. It forced us into overtime as we didn't score on that drive. The rest of the game then is just really a blur because we played six quarters. At some point during that, Nick Bonacani was the middle linebacker at Miami, and we'd probably run into each other about 25 times because he'd made a lot of tackles and I'd carried the ball a lot of times. And I looked up at him as he's laying on top of me and I said, "Do you think this thing will ever be over?" And he said, "I'm hoping it's soon." Unfortunately, when it got over, it went the wrong way. But that was obviously a day that I'll never forget. Yeah, I think my record still stands of the 350 total yards I had in that game. Probably has a good chance of standing because of all the specialists that they use now today. Who knows? That one may hang around for a while. It obviously was so disappointing to me because I had not been able to be an integral part of the 69 championship team. And if we'd have been able to go on that year and win a second ring, I'd have felt like I really deserved that one. I scored the first touchdown in Arrowhead. It was the opening exhibition game against the St. Louis Cardinals. I remember diving into the end zone. It just was another touchdown to me at the time. A year or so later, I go into Lamar Hunt's suite, and he has a big stained glass window that sits behind his bar that has a picture of me scoring the first touchdown in the stadium. And I went, wow, I guess that was a big deal. After I retired, the job at the University of Iowa opened up, doing the Iowa football games. This will be my 30th year of doing that. I've enjoyed it very much. I've done over 20 bowl games. It's been so much fun to go back to my alma mater and enjoy every victory and feel the pain of every loss.
Looking to throw, plenty of time over the middle, caught, touchdown Iowa!
Really good job by McNutt.
I moved out to Aspen. I got to meet a lot of people in the entertainment business and found out that a lot of them are big sports fans. My association with Aspen brought me into encounters with, you know, Michael Douglas ends up being a terrific friend, and Jack Nicholson, and we skied a lot together. But a person that I really kind of hit it off with was Jimmy Buffett, and after the first 24 hours we were together, it was like we'd been buddies from the beginning. Back in 1981, he wrote a song for me called We Are the People Our Parents Warned Us About. I said, thanks, Jimmy. I said, that's great.
But I couldn't get the part too dumb or too smart. Ain't it funny how we all turned out? I guess we are the people our parents warned us about. By Jimmy Buffett, for Ed Podolak.
I love the beach life and the life that Jimmy Buffett sings about. I've developed a boutique hotel in Jaco Beach, Costa Rica, and have property up in the northern area of Guanacaste. And I spend a lot of time down there as much as I can. Well, you know, it was the years 70, 71, 72, 73. Those years and the new stadium and Monday Night Football and NFL films were just coming alive back then. And I got to be part of it. Kansas City was a terrific town that it was full of things to do. The Plaza was really one of the top places in the world to live. It was the greatest time of my life and one of those things that you can't repeat. You know, as a professional athlete, you have to understand that you'll never, ever be able to experience the highs that you had at that time. To run into a stadium and hear 80,000 people cheer is an incredible high.